Simon & Schuster Audio presents You're Not Special, a sort of memoir by Megan Rinks, read by the author.
Note to listener, certain names and other personal details have been changed. To my younger self, you always wanted a reason for the shit you dealt with. This was it. I think. Introduction. The story of me, myself, and I. I was born on August 4th, 1993 at 8:32 p.m. in a suburb outside San Francisco, which means I'm a Leo sun, Pisces moon, and Aquarius rising. Not that you asked. I grew up as an only child in a town of fewer than 8,000 people without a Starbucks in sight. Cue the gasps of quirky, relatable tweens everywhere. I was raised by two hippie parents who deprived me of refined sugar and showered me with way too much information about STDs and safe sex. I'll be blunt. I had a weird childhood. I grew up at protests and Grateful Dead concerts wearing tie-dye t-shirts and Bob Marley beanies. I was basically a stoner baby. Most only children will tell you that they weren't spoiled, that they're great at sharing, and that their adolescent years were not comparable to Eloise at the Plaza. Most of them are lying. I mean, maybe not about the Eloise thing, because I don't think kids really grow up in hotels, unless your life is sweet and your name is Zach or Cody. Don't get me wrong. Not having to fight over the last hot dog and being able to watch whatever cartoon you want on TV was an awesome perk of having no siblings. But ultimately, it was really, really, really lonely. In order to stay entertained, I'd talk to myself. My options for social interactions were limited to adults, yawn, or the cast of characters I had created in my head. I chose the latter. I'd like to say it's a common trait among only children, but I don't know that. Maybe it was just me and my flair for the dramatic, which was pretty much cemented when I wasn't even 3 years old, and my mom caught me practicing crying in front of the mirror. In that moment, she decided that her toddler was expressive, not emotionally unstable. From there, she made the pivotal choice to enroll me in theater instead of exercising me. This begins the era that I like to call Megan has no concept of failure and Lizzie McGuire changed my life. For as long as I can remember, I wanted to grow up to be a superstar. I'm pretty sure I got that term from the iconic feature film Life Size starring Tyra Banks. Like Eve, I would be a model, actress, singer,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?